The Franklin Town Council has voted to transfer the deed to the ancient Niquassi Mound to a nonprofit. The town council voted unanimously in favor of transferring the property to the Niquassi Initiative, a nonprofit made up of representatives from Franklin, Macon County, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, and Mainspring Conservation Trust. Hope Husky is on the board of the Niquassi Initiative and a member of the Eastern Band.
I like the idea that the Cherokee and that Appalachian people are not a thing of the past, that we are people that live in 2019 and will be here in the years to come.
The town first moved to draw up the transfer deed in March, but it has proven to be controversial. A group of private citizens filed a lawsuit against the town council. A hearing for it has not yet been scheduled. Franklin Town Attorney John Henning says that he's certain the deed is legal. Gloria Raby Owenby, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, says that the people of Macon County have taken a bad deal.
We've been robbed. We've actually been robbed. We still are going to be able to continue and go forward with our lawsuit, and we plan to do that.
If the Niquassi Initiative ever goes bankrupt, then the mound will revert back to Franklin. If the initiative violates the deed in any way, there will be a hearing. Franklin Vice Mayor Barbara McCray has faced personal attacks for proposing the transfer. Critics have called it a conflict of interest because McCray is both on the town board and the co-chair of the Niquassi Initiative.
I feel like most people really are solidly behind it, and I hope the people who have been opposing it will change their minds when they see some really good things happening down there.
Another criticism of the Niquassi Initiative is its lack of planning and transparency on what it will do with the area around the mound. The Niquassi Initiative has received over $67,000 in funding from Franklin, Macon County, and the Eastern Band in the last 2 years. Councilmember David Culpepper says that there is no downside to this deal.
We deed this to the Niquassi Initiative, and they conned us. We got conned. What happens now? They can't do anything with it. The protections from the 1946 deed, which are good protections, are still there.
Despite the harsh words of the past few months, everyone at the meeting agreed on one goal: to protect the Niquassi Mound for the next generation. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.